This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Brian Anderson may be joining us shortly. We will see. The Guardians, Andy, keep kind of, hey, they're doing okay. Oh, they're not doing okay. Hey, they're better.
They're 9-9. They are what the record says they are.
Thank you, Dennis.
That's exactly right. I mean, he never spouted truer words than he did in that moment when he's talking about the Guardians, even though he didn't even
appreciate that, Dennis. That was really good. That said, your ace has had a couple of hiccups here in his last two starts. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal to me. What might be more of a big deal to me is something that we were a little concerned about, and that's that your offense isn't exactly setting things on fire, which we, you know, assumed maybe going into the season, but it's been quite evident so far. For instance, last night, and this concerns me a little bit, you had two runs against Baltimore last night.
Okay.
And it was Daniel Schneeman and Austin Hedges hitting solo home runs. Okay. When your offense relies on, at least in one game, two guys who you don't expect to hit a whole lot for you hitting solo home runs, you're looking for answers. You're looking for help. You're looking for something, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, when you've got runners in scoring position, too, you got to get them in, don't you? They were over 3 last night, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it felt like every time I was watching late in the game, they had somebody in scoring position, and they couldn't bring them in. They left 5 guys on base last night. Again, it's just one game. You can't break down a season in that theory, but, I mean, you can't leave runners in scoring position, especially against a good team like Baltimore. So, and that's my question. I mean, even though they're 8-10 to start the season, how good is Baltimore? That's the question. Yeah. How good is Baltimore? And, you know, a couple of the Guardians wins aren't against some of the tougher teams in Major League Baseball, but they all count as wins.
Guardians, one of the lower scoring teams in Major League Baseball so far. They've scored just 68 runs in their 18 games.
Maybe the Browns and Guardians can draft somebody together that can get them some offense.
Maybe they can bring Kenny Atkinson over and he can work on the spacing.
There you go. All right. I'll take it.
Is that a bad idea?
No, not at all.
It's easy to chalk it up to it's early. And in all honesty, that is the bottom line here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not.
What's the motto?
Let's not throw that out.
You can't win it in April, but you sure can lose it.
Well, you kind of can. I'm a little concerned about, you know, where it might be trending. And for instance, I love the idea of Nolan Jones and John Kenzie Noel in right field,
mm-hmm.
but neither one's hitting very well yet. Gabe Arias is surprising everybody he hit cleanup last night. And on one hand, you think, hey, Gabe, nice job. You're doing well enough that you're hitting cleanup. And then you're thinking, what? Or did I miss it by a game?
No, he's 0 for 4 last night. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah. That my thought is like, oh, wait a minute. Good for Gabe. You're hitting cleanup. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. You had to have Gabe Arias hit cleanup?
At least he's hitting over 250.
One of the few.
Yeah.
Proud. The Guardians.
Everybody outside of the top four. What's your worst hitter last night in the lineup? Santana, 261, hitting third. I'm haunted by Rick Manning joining us earlier in the week saying they need to get Ramirez out of it. I don't know if he put his foot down, so they need to get him out of the two hole, but you're talking about somebody who's not getting the opportunity to drive runs in because he's hitting second.
Well, and even though he's hitting second, Andy is still tied for what, third on the team, or he is third on the team, isn't he? In runs batted in, tied for third with Gabe Arias.
I don't know how you break that up. It's just, I mean, 234 Rocchio, 200 Hedges last night. Schneeman hitting 200. Thomas has been a major disappointment at 132.
He did get hurt, so I'm.
I don't know. He was up a couple times last night where they had a chance to get back in the game, and I was like, oh man. Ugh.
Well, when you have so many guys who you're actually playing who are hitting under 200, that's an issue. And again, it goes back to patience. I think there's reason to be patient right now. I do. I think there's plenty of reason to be patient because it's April 18th.
True.
You know, we just paid our taxes. We just filed our income tax. It's still real early. We have, you know, all of May, June, July, August, and September to come. However, I'm also not going
to
wait that long.
For instance, what?
If I got a guy like in, let's just say, Juan Brito, mm-hmm. who's really hitting in Columbus, I'm bringing him up. I'm going to try and solidify this offense as quickly as I can if clear evidence shows me that this is a move that might not be a bad move right now. You know what I mean by that?
I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, you're going to have to rotate in. It's like an NFL roster, right? Isn't that what you're saying? You're going to churn the bottom of the roster.
Well, I kind of am. And I say that despite the fact that even though Nolan Jones has not been hitting and Lane Thomas has not been hitting, those are two of the four guys I want to be playing in the outfield. And I'm going to give them opportunities. But Martinez has been pretty good since he's come up. Now, obviously a great hot start, and you know, we'll see where that leads and what he's able to do with that. But you know, so far the guy's been terrific. And you're going to put him in the lineup until he's not. And if guys hit their way into making me change my plan, then if I'm Stephen Vogt, I'm going to do that. Why? Because you kind of want to set a tone with this team, and I think you have to do that. Chris is in Bay Village. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Good to talk other than the Browns. I thought this was sports talk. You talk about everybody, but thank you.
You mean like we're doing right now, Chris, huh?
Well, Chris, Chris, you're saying you want us to go back to the Browns? So what do you think they're going to do with the number two pick?
Yeah.
You've been talking about Browns for the first 15 seconds of your phone call.
I know, silly me.
Yes.
Okay, about those Guardians.
Yes.
Listen, last night, who had seven hits last night? We did. Baltimore did. But who scored the runs?
Hitting in the clutch is a wonderful thing, Chris.
Exactly. Where is it? I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So that's all I wanted to say, but that's what we have.
All right, Chris. All right. Thank you.
Did you want to talk more Browns or not? I just want to make sure. Bye, Chris.
The clutchless Guardians. Thank you.
You're welcome, Chris. And I think that's it more than anything, Andy. You got to... If they're lucky enough to get guys on base, then that's when you have to hit. Is it not?
That's what baseball seems to be all about. I don't know. I don't even need analytics to figure that one out.
You don't?
No. Maybe I'll ask Dan. You know you've got me peeking at the minor leagues again.
I loved it. I love to look at the minor leagues. To me, that's so much fun. And I will tell you that with our team... That's part of it. You know? I mean, we know how our team operates. It's not like you went out and signed Juan Soto and you're just going to leave him alone.
CJ Cephas is on fire in Akron. On fire.
First baseman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what?
You have 19 hits, first baseman. 42 at bats. I don't know. Can he catch? Can he play another position? Average. He's got softball numbers, man. 452. I'll take it. How about the Clippers?
I don't think that's working.
Will Wilson. Sitting 345, just because we need a third baseman, don't we? No. Another guy, 19 hits. 55 at-bats.
According to baseballreference.com, the Guardians right now with runners in scoring position, 28th out of 30 teams, hitting a robust 184.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's not good.
Andy Baskin, like,
that's my 15.5. No, it's my 15.5. Do we have any offense in this city?
Yeah, Cavs can light it up.
All right. Well, I'm waiting. I'm in the waiting game with them. I don't have enough. I don't know. The only why is this? Why are we having trouble producing offensively? Why?
Well, because you're not a good offensive team. It's simple.
I guess,
Andy,
the math
it's,
on
there's
that's
not
great.
There's not anything drastic here. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys, I think I know part of the answer, and that is they are not very good evaluators of the power hitters that they have. They traded the best young power hitter probably for the next 10 years away when he was 17 years of age in the Dominican League, and that's Caminero.
Yeah, to Tampa.
And you cannot trade the best young power hitter that's in the major leagues right now. You can't trade him away for nothing. And then they traded away Diaz, the catcher, for nothing. And he's the best young catcher in the major leagues right now. And when you make two big mistakes like that as a team of the Guardians, you have put yourself behind the eight ball. You don't recover. And what bothers me is I was looking at the statistics on Caminero. The team he was on, he had 9 home runs. And the rest of the Dominican Summer League team that he was on had the whole rest of the team had 7. And he led the league by far in home runs. And I don't know what they were thinking or what, but nonetheless, they had a kid named, is it Churio? His
Jason Churio. Yeah, his brother Jackson is the guy with Milwaukee who got the big time contract before he ever played.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a player. But I don't know if he's going to be a home run hitter by any means. But nonetheless, I'm just kind of hoping that they quit trading away their best power hitters.
In the situation they have now, Bill, how patient are you before you bring up some other guys who might be warm down in AAA?
You know, Jeff, they always have had this kind of rule that AA, AAA, you have to have 350 at-bats,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And I think that many people believe there's not that much difference between AA and major leagues or AAA. It is what it is. But I do think there is some truth that you better let them have some seasoning with 350 at-bats. I do.
All right, Bill. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. There's Bill in Parma. The catch here, Andy, is it's so early and if you're at 500, you can go 500 for a good portion of the season, put together a hot streak in August, and be okay in this division, because I don't think anybody's going to run away in this division. So I do think they have plenty of time to find themselves.
Yeah, I mean, we're still .500 and you're in second place. You're only a game and a half back on the Tigers. Again, it's you're 18 games into the season, so the difference is they've got to get some offense going. I can't say it, but I'm looking at just runs scored, and even that is you know what's crazy? In the Central, the Tigers have scored 87 runs, and they look at the runs scored by everybody else. Where do you think the Guardians are? Second, 68. So you're right. It's going to be there. It's just a matter of patience.
You would think so. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Somebody get that to Brian Anderson. Maybe BL join us here in the noon hour. Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, coming up at 1:20 to talk a little play-in tournament. Big one tonight to decide who the Cavaliers will be playing. And the rest of the NBA with Sam coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.